I'm excited about the paperback version of Darwin's Doubt because the publishers allowed me to write a chapter responding to the main critics of the book. And I think this is exciting because it's really going to advance the debate.
So says Stephen Meyer, the author of the explosive New York Times bestseller Darwin's Doubt, which is now being released in an expanded paperback version. In Darwin's Doubt, Meyer lays out the amazing scientific evidence for intelligent design at the dawn of animal life. And he reveals the debates going on among top scientists about Darwin's theory, debates that the mainstream media ignore. Darwin's Doubt has just been released in paperback with a brand new chapter. Get Darwin's Doubt today at darwinsdoubt.com. That's darwinsdoubt.com.
Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today on the show with us, we have Dr. Cornelius Hunter, a graduate of the University of Illinois, where he earned a PhD in biophysics and computational biology. He's an adjunct professor at Biola University in their Masters of Science and Religion program, and also author of the award-winning book, Darwin's God, Evolution and the Problem of Evil. Some of his other well-known books that I'm sure many of our listeners are aware of include Darwin's Proof, and his newest book is Science's Blind Spot. Dr. Hunter's interest in the theory of evolution involves the historical and theological as well as the scientific aspects of the theory. His blog is darwins-god.blogspot.com, but his new project that we're going to talk about today is www.darwinscholars.com. So, Dr. Hunter, thanks for coming back on ID the Future with us.
Thank you, Casey. It's delightful to be here.
So I'd like for you to tell our listeners about Darwin Scholars. What is Darwin Scholars, and what was your inspiration and motive behind creating darwinscholars.com?
Well, Darwin Scholars is a online evolution set of courses to help people understand evolution. Very convenient for people. They can sign in, they can register for these courses. We have four courses right now that take you through both the science, as well as, I think even more importantly, the history and the theology and the philosophy behind evolution, so you can really understand what's going on. Why did we do this? Well, you know, I've been involved, as you mentioned, with the books. I've got my blog. I've been doing talks on this. I teach at Biola on these subjects. So I've been involved in different ways of teaching this material, and I can see there's just a real need for it. So we get a lot of good comments from the students. They really appreciate it. It's an enormously influential topic. You know, evolution is dominant in our world, but it's not very well understood. So you have a lot of people that really don't understand what's going on. Some of them are teaching it. And there's a real need to dig beneath the surface and explain what's going on. So I felt like this would be a good way to get out the message to a broader audience.
Well, this is very exciting, Dr. Hunter. And of course, I should mention that Darwin Scholars is not a project of Discovery Institute, but I do think it's great that you're taking evolution education to online instruction. There's definitely a need for this, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be interested in using your services here. I'm sure that we all have friends or relatives who hold an evolutionary viewpoint, Dr. Hunter, and I know that part of why you created Darwin Scholars was to help people understand the truth about this issue so that they won't adopt an evolutionary view. But what are some forces that drive people to accept an evolutionary view on this issue?
Well, right. Casey, you mentioned we know people that are evolutionists, but we also know people who are going to be facing that question. So there's the children or our nieces and nephews or friends, our relatives who are going to be going to college or out into the world, and they're going to face these pressures. And it's very persuasive. What are the factors there? Well, of course, there's evolution is dominant and it controls the education in this country. So when evolution is taught, whether it's in a public school, a private university, what have you, it's taught in a sanitized way. So you're getting an unrealistic picture of evolution, and you're not taught what really claims and the real problems with the theory. So it's not unusual for people to be persuaded. They don't have the right information. So it's kind of bad history and bad science and bad philosophy and bad theology all kind of mixed in together. It's really important for people to understand what the truth is in all those different categories.
So essentially, it's partly an information problem where people go to college, they're taught a very one-sided, pro-Darwin-only view of this issue, and they don't know how to respond. They don't know what the facts or the truth are on this issue, and so they sort of just are forced to surrender to an evolutionary viewpoint. And you're saying, no, that is not at all what should be happening. There is a huge amount of evidence from science, from history, from theology, from philosophy that challenges an evolutionary view, and you're trying to make people aware of it. Is that one of the main, then, reasons you created Darwin Scholars?
Yeah, exactly, Casey. That is one of the reasons. But it's more than just challenging. I mean, it reveals the absurdity and the deception. So it's not a case of, gee, you know, we think we can challenge this thing. We think it's not quite right. No, it's much, much more than that. It really is a deeply flawed idea. It's like lipstick on the pig. You know, you can put it on there, it may look good, but beneath the superficial arguments, it really falls apart. And those are not well understood. Not a simple thing. You have to go through some courses here. Can't teach it in an hour, but you have to go through some history and some philosophy and some theology and then some science. But on the other hand, you don't have to be a graduate student in biology to understand. So we're not targeting this to that sort of an audience.
That was one of the questions I wanted to ask Dr. Hunter, was, is Darwin Scholars just for people who want to watch a 5-minute YouTube video and then think they understand the subject, or is this for people who want to go deeper into the subject, and what are they going to learn when they take your course?
There's no question. There's a happy medium here. On the one hand, it's definitely not for the person who wants a quick video and, you know, get some ideas right off the bat. It walks you through the full story of evolution. And so that does take some time. On the other hand, this is something that a high schooler can understand, an adult learner can understand who may not have science background, may not even have theology background or philosophy. It's an inquiring mind. Interested, curious minds is really the prerequisite here. You have to be excited about the material and have a yearning to understand this, because it is having such an influence in the world around us. That's the prerequisite. We make sure that the courses don't assume a great deal of knowledge, but you do need to be able to read some materials and work with the material. And then, of course, we have questions during class. It's an open class atmosphere where you click on a link, your web browser turns into a classroom. There you've got the live video, live audio. You can speak, you can raise your hand, you can chat, ask questions. It's very much of an interactive give and take sort of lecture. So your questions are answered. And what are people going to take away from it? What do we want the students? What are the learning outcomes? Well, of course, the students will understand the details of why evolution is a scientific failure. That's kind of job one. But there's a lot more. They're going to understand why evolution is held to be true. Why is it, if this is a scientific failure, what's going on here? Why do evolutionists believe it's true? You have to understand it from their point of view. Understand what evolutionists are thinking. They'll understand the role of theology and philosophy in evolution. And they're going to understand why there's so many Christians who believe in evolution. And, you know, these polls are kind of amazing. There's some denominations where the majority of the Christians believe in evolution. So this is something that's very popular with Christians, at least in some circles. So that needs to be understood. They also need to understand, and the students will understand, the relationship between creationism and evolution, which is a lot more subtle and complex than most people understand. They have certain historical threads in common. And creationism is limited in how it reckons with evolution. It's unable to really take on evolution and dismantle it. So they'll understand that relationship and that dynamic. They'll understand the powerful arguments and the evidences for evolution and why, when properly understood, those powerful arguments fail. Students will understand what evolutionists are saying. When you read a book by evolutionists, when you hear them speak, you know, what do they really mean by what they're saying? You learn how to interpret the text and the subtext. They'll understand how evolution fits into a much broader 2,000-year history of thought, and they'll understand why evolution is so powerful and so deceptive. And they're going to understand how do you safeguard against evolution's persuasions and its powerful arguments. And they'll understand the false history that has been invented to justify evolution. And then we get a little bit into the culture wars in today's world and the role that evolution has in underlying so much that's in our world today. Everything from eugenics a century ago to abortion and the culture wars that we have. What you believe about where you came from, it says everything. And evolution is our creation story these days. And so we need to understand that and how that relates to the world around us. It's not just a flawed scientific theory. This isn't just a scientific theory that's going wrong. There's a lot more going on. a much bigger influence. Evolution is the most influential scientific theory in areas outside of science, in the history of science, no question about it. So it's having enormous influence outside of science. And then finally, you know, students will understand the relevant biblical theology and why evolution is not biblical. And what you normally hear doesn't really get to the heart of this, I believe. So we're going to see some different verses than you might normally see and why evolution is not biblical. So a lot there, packed into four different courses that can be taken over 1 year or 2 years' time. And we look forward to seeing how that works for students.
And Dr. Hunter, who is Darwin Scholars for? Who do you envision taking your courses?
Good question, Casey. So it definitely is not limited. We see a broad audience that can benefit from this. Obviously, there's high schoolers, and whether they're homeschoolers or public schoolers, they can take this course. But there's a lot of adult learners that could be helped by this, people who maybe they need to learn to teach kids, their children, or maybe they just want to influence the world around them for the better. They may be in the media. They may be educators. They may be in law, public policy. They may not understand the influence that evolutionary theory and evolutionary thought has on the world. So a wide range of people that we've had at Biola come through those classes have really appreciated it. They may be in the ministry. They may want to teach the impact, the relationship between the Bible and evolution better. So a lot of possible students could be interested in this course of study.
Well, Dr. Hunter, we appreciate you telling us about this project. Again, what is the website, and when can people start enrolling for your courses through Darwin Scholars?
Yes, so the website is www.darwinscholars.com, all one word. So it's Darwin Scholars, D-A-R-W-I-N-S-C-H-O-L-A-R-S, darwinscholars.com. And we are now accepting applications for this coming 2014-2015 school year, something that we're looking forward to doing.
Well, Dr. Hunter, we appreciate your time today, and thanks for explaining to us about Darwin Scholars, your new project where people can learn about the evolution debate through online courses that you're going to be teaching.
Thank you, Casey, so much. I appreciate it.
I'm Casey Luskin. Be sure to check out www.darwinscholars.com to learn more about Dr. Cornelius Hunter's online education courses on evolution. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.